Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Super excited, ecstatic to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the world wide web. Oh, my goodness. I have to tell you, today's show is going to be off the chain. I have some phenomenal ladies that I am spotlighting in my sister girlfriend spotlight. I'm telling you what, we have many, you know how we do this. You know how we do this. Every Tuesday, we pick phenomenal people, phenomenal stories, and we just like to share them with our listeners. That's right. That's right. So we are excited that you are joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am your host, Charvette Mitchell, and thanks for checking us out every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks to all of our listeners that are checking us out from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and Zoom.com and BlogTalk.com and Charvette.com. We are tickled pink to have you. We are absolutely tickled pink to have you. So listen, today's show is going to feature, oh, my goodness, award-winning author, speaker, and journalist Patricia Raybon. We are also going to be talking to Brooks J. Young. She is the founder of Touching Heart, and they have a global campaign to raise awareness about domestic violence. You know that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And then we will wrap up the show talking to friends of mine right here from the capital city, Apostle Jackson and Apostle Jamie Brooks, and they're going to be featured in our event spotlight, an event that's coming to the capital city, Alliance of Ministries Equipping Nations. So you don't want to go anywhere at all. You don't want to touch that dial. You don't want to touch that computer. You want to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So I know you're like, okay, Charvette, let's get it cranking. Let's get it going. Okay, listen. I have to introduce my first guest. I have to give a proper introduction because this dynamic woman, as I mentioned before, is an award-winning author, speaker, and journalist. Her personal essays on faith, family, and race relations have been published in the New York Times Magazine, News Weekly, USA Today, Chicago Tribune, and over 20 college textbooks. And we are delighted that she is here, stopping through the virtual studio on her official blog tour, has two books being released, a devotional, God's Great Blessings, and a gift book, Bound for Glory. And I am talking about Patricia Raybon. She is coming to the mic right now. Patricia, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you. Your energy just gets me going.
Yeah. That's how we do things. Listen,
yes.
I am just so, impressed with everything that you have going on, and I love the fact that you have degrees in journalism, so certainly you are not a novice. You've been a reporter. You've held positions with the Denver Post, but something that struck me when I went to your website, you say, I write to heal.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that. How did you get to that place?
Being wounded myself, like all of us, and of course for me as an African-American woman, that was racial hurt and racial wounds. And so as a writer, I ended up writing about that. And also, of course, as a woman of faith, I needed to write about it. And now, here I am writing about a topic, Charvette, that people told me, oh, I don't know if there'll be a lot of interest, but
right.
I wanted to find out why God blesses. You know how you see people who seem to be blessed, and we always hear that phrase, I'm blessed and highly favored. But I wanted to find out how God blesses and how the path to that blessing can help us get healed. So that's really has helped lead me to where I am right now, and I'm excited to share what God has planted in me. And so, you know, thanks for having me to talk about this business of being wounded but getting healed.
Yes, and we need that. And Also, I do want to mention that you have some other books under your belt as well. You have I Told the Mountain to Move and My First White Friend. So certainly you have some experience here. And what made you decide to release two books near or about the same time?
That's a coincidence, or maybe it's just got timing. This devotional that you mentioned, God's Great Blessings, was released on Saturday, October 1, and then the second book I'm a collaborator on, and it's coming out November 1. So it's interesting to me to have two books coming out in the span of about a month.
Yeah.
But apparently there's something that God wants to do, and I think, I shouldn't say I think, I know, Charvette, God wants to bless his people. And we sometimes spend lifetimes trying to figure out how to get the favor of God. But the path is not is a demanding one, but it's not hidden. And so, in fact, I was thinking about you, Charvette. I know people probably ask you, how do you get a radio show? But the Bible talks about hard work being one of those virtues.
Yeah.
Before I called you this afternoon, I was reading Proverbs 21:5. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. And
all
so
right.
In this, you know, that's pretty, that's as clear as you can get. And
right,
so,
right.
And so I thought, what if I looked at 52, what if I did a whole year's worth of virtues? And so that's what this book offers, is 52 practical common sense virtues that God blesses. And there's one for every week. Hard work, by the way, is one of them. But things like listening or and courage and joy or modesty, dressing modestly.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Bible says, is the way to inner beauty and the unfading beauty of a gentle spirit. So I had this wild idea, I guess, Charvette, that other people would want to know how God bless us. What are the practical common sense ways that God wants to bless us? And here it turns out that it's about... not so much talking the talk, but changing our character.
Yeah.
And it's been, I really ask the Lord to help me to say this right while I'm talking to you today, because if that kind of revolution would happen in our community, it would be life-changing. If people could grasp this idea that if they would work on their character, then God can work on your blessings. And so I think, again, as I said, you are certainly an example of that with, and I don't personally know you. This is the first time we've ever spoken. But I know you're a hard worker. I know you're persistent. And I know you're committed. And these are all of the things among the virtues that this book describes. These are the things that the Bible promises that God will bless.
My goodness, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And I like that the one-year devotional, you give a virtue for a week. So sometimes people will do a year and it's like something every day, but sometimes you need to chew on some things. Sometimes you need to kind of get it in your system and get it in your spirit, and as opposed to just going to the next thing the next day. So I really, really like that you've done that with God's Great Blessings, so that people can really marinate and chew on one virtue a week and then move to the next one.
And really, depends on where people are. I don't know, a friend of mine told me yesterday, she got the devotional, it's structured so it's built January through December, but she dove right into the section on wisdom. And another friend told me that she went right to the section on creativity. And I just talked to you about the section on hard work. So for people who regularly read devotionals, you know, God kind of takes you where you need to to go. And even though it starts in January, you may find yourself up in October, you know.
Right.
looking at the topic that's speaking to you right then. But you're right mm-hmm. about just going week by week. So there's not a race to get through
right.
the book. It's gives you a whole year to work on your character one day at a time, one week at a time, and follow along where God is trying to take us, trying to take his people, trying to take the people he wants to bless.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. And did you ever look back kind of during your editing process and look back at God's great blessings and say, wow, I forget, did I write that? That's really speaking to me right now. Did you have any of those moments?
I do, and I had a moment recently where I needed to go to the week on forgiveness and another week where I needed to go to the week on faith. I was saying to my husband, you know, this is really blessing me, and forgetting that I'm the one who wrote it.
But yes,
you know, you have to go to your write to yourself. The other thing I like about it is it's reminded me that I can and should talk to my children and my grandchildren about this business of building up your character for God. My little granddaughter had a little altercation at her school with another young lady who's been kind of a bully. And
uh-huh.
so apparently the other young lady said something, then my little granddaughter said something back, and then it was on, you know. And so I was saying to my little granddaughter, we went back to one of these passages that said, and we were laughing about it because it said, if you don't want trouble, keep your mouth shut. And so, you know, there is a section in this devotional on silence and solitude. And so, you know, we were just, and so writing this book has really helped me to get back in touch with just some very the practical nature of the Holy Bible.
Yeah.
We know that it's inspirational, and those of us who are believers are always glad about that. We know that it is instructional because we need to know what God said. But it's exciting to know that it's also just a common sense and the virtues, the biblical virtues that God blesses have a very practical nature to them. And I just, as a writer, as a wife, as a mother, I needed to get back in touch with these very basic but very beautiful principles. And so I hope that, and I'm believing that God will find a way, Charvette, to
yes.
get this devotional, flashy, it's not flashy, it's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
book, but to get this devotional in the hands of the body of Christ and the people in our community who could really, really be blessed by it.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I certainly want to shout out your family, your wonderful husband and two daughters
yeah.
and your grandchildren. And you've been
Thank
married
you.
For 35 amazing years. So, number one, I think, listeners, y'all need to put your hands together for that. I love it. I love it. I love it. And this is kind of just impromptu, off the cuff, but married for 35 years and being a writer, and a lot of times people that are writers can really articulate their feelings, or at least on paper, or whether it's spoken or not. But what are a few just success tips for healthy and happy marriage relationships?
Oh, that's good. First of all, of course, put God first. And,
all right.
And my husband and I talk about that all the time, how people are often looking for Mr. Right. Well, the first Mr. Right is going to be God, and then seek his ways. It's been interesting for my husband and me to discover that when we put God first and then put each other first, then the things that we need get taken care of too. So it's, these are some things, Charvette, that I should have known in year one. Now,
right.
in year 35, I'm thankful to God that He's still teaching us, still teaching me and still teaching us as a couple to go back to these wisdom ways of walking that will not only bless us as a couple, but then the Bible says they bless your family, your children, and your children's children. You know, you've heard those kind of scriptures.
Right.
So when Dan and I act right, you know, my little grandchildren get blessed. And so if this is one of those things about character that I'm just excited to share with people, because I think that a lot of people are looking for the kind of some kind of a mystical, magical something, some kind of thing that they're supposed to say or pray.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I've written about prayer too. But I heard one of the prayer scholars said, you can stop working on your prayer life and work on your life. And
yeah.
That's what God's great blessings is about. You know, work on your life, and then you are you've got more favor. As you know, one of those scriptures says, pressed down, shaken together. That's how we get to that kind of blessing.
Working All on right.
our, working on our character. And some of those associate blessings are just phenomenal. I was looking at the one that says, if we live in love, this is from Proverbs 21:21. If you live with righteousness and love, God blesses you with
yes.
light, and honor, and prosperity and honor. And, you know, if you learn to show kindness, God will bless you with respect. That's Proverbs 11:16. I talked about dressing with modesty. God blesses you with beauty. That's 1 Peter
yeah.
3 and 5. Oh, don't we want to revive that idea?
Yeah,
in our community?
Yes. Yes, pants on the ground, pants on the
yes.
ground. Feeling like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Help
yes,
us,
we
Lord.
Need to revive that.
Yeah.
I am telling you what, listeners, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I have featured in my author spotlight Patricia Raybon. She has a new one-year devotional, God's Great Blessings, that is out and available coming up. We're going to be talking about Bound for Glory, full-color mm-hmm. gift book that celebrates the bold spirit of African-American spirituals. Listen, listeners, I don't want you to go anywhere at all, because coming up we are going to be talking to Brooks J. Young. And this month, October, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we want to highlight and talk about that. So don't you go anywhere at all. You are locked in at the right place, at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, Patricia, and so as I alluded to, Bound for Glory, which is your
yes.
November release, tell us a little bit about that collaboration.
Well, that's interesting for a couple of reasons. First of all, the main author of that book is a white artist, a calligrapher whose name is Timothy Botts, and he decided, the backstory is that he heard an African-American woman singing a Christmas carol one year
mm-hmm.
in the style of African-American gospel, and he was so moved, he wondered if he, as a white artist, could illustrate African-American spirituals and bring to spirituals his artistry from the perspective of someone who's white. And so he has
wow.
illustrated 52 African-American spirituals in this full-color book. But he wanted an African-American voice in the project, so he asked me to write a reflection on 26 of them, and he wrote a reflection on the other 26. And then there's a Bible verse that goes with each one. So it's a really beautiful book, and I think a blessed collaboration. He did not grow up among African Americans, and another interesting piece is that his daughter and her husband mm-hmm. adopted three African American children, three siblings.
Wow!
And he found himself to be the grandfather of these three black children. And so all of this has happened kind of at the same time. Well, you know, he's writing this, or illustrating this book on spiritual. So he's trying to figure out what this all means to him. And then I'm trying to figure out what should I say to help him present this music that was created by people who were slaves and who should not have had anything to sing about.
Right.
So it was life-changing. All of this work, the devotional and the Bound for Glory book on the spirituals, has just turned out to be life-changing. And I believe that it will be life-changing for those people who decide to look those books up and share acquire them and share them with others, too.
Fantastic. Tell our listeners how they will be able to purchase your books.
Oh, okay. Both of the books, of course, are available online in the online bookstores such as the Amazon store. All of my books are available on Kindle because I know a lot of people are using e-readers right now.
Yes.
The devotional is available on Kindles. So are my other books, the book on prayer, I Told the Mountain to Move, and my book on racial healing, My First White Friend. The full-color book because it's an art book, is best enjoyed in person. And so you can check your bookstores, Barnes & Noble, or any other independent bookstore. Always help independent bookstore owners if you prefer to purchase there. So there, and I have a healing bookstore on my website, patriciarabon.com. So there are a lot of places to go, and I invite people, speaking on my website, stop by and see if there's something there that interests you, and learn, you know, just from one other voice what God is saying and doing. I don't have all the answers. I don't know everything, Charvette. But
right.
God has been gracious and generous and enough to tell me a few things. So I'm attempting to share them with people. And there's more about that on my website.
Fantastic. And also people can see you have some speaking engagements. So she may be in an area near you. Well, I am excited that we had an opportunity.
In Virginia, up in Fairfax, Virginia, in fact.
Oh, that's right up the road.
No, is it? Okay, November 4th and 5th at the Antioch Baptist Church in Fairfax, Virginia.
All right, there you go, listeners. And again, patriciarabon.com is where you can find out more information. And she's also on Facebook, so connect there. Well, Patricia, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We appreciate you and wish you many blessings with your book releases.
Blessings to you, Charvette. Appreciate you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. All righty, listeners, keep it locked right there. We're going to be bringing up Brooks J. Young right after this quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back, listeners. And again, thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you phenomenal shows and outstanding guests. And today is no different. All right, we are going over to our virtual studio, and we are bringing on the air Brooks J. Young. Brooks, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for checking us out and joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are excited to have you, an author, an advocate, a founder of Touching Heart, and you are here and we are here today to talk about domestic violence awareness, which October, listeners, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I don't know if you know it or not, listeners, but every day millions of women across the country suffer at the hands of their abusers, and they're really living in fear, trying to find a place to call home and running for their lives. And Brooke has made it one of her campaigns, a global campaign, if you will, called Stop the Cover-Up, and it's to raise awareness about domestic violence. So, Brooks, can I just give you a round of applause? for what you are doing and what you're advocating. So, would you like to share a little bit about your story? I'd like to talk about, really define what domestic violence is and talk about how widespread it is and all of that good stuff.
Okay, well, first, I am Brooke J. Young. I'm the founder of Touching Heart, as you said before. I started Touching Heart the day God gave it to me was because it was the day actually I had intended on ending my own life. I had just given up. I was going through mental abuse with my mother and my ex-husband, and I mean, just people in my life, period. It wasn't a physical form of domestic violence, and a lot of people get that mixed up, that domestic violence is only physical. It's only when someone puts their hands on you, and that's not the case with me. When I say I'm a survivor, it's because I have survived the mental form of domestic violence.
Yes.
Eat out every single day. If you saw the movie Precious, that was my life times 10. I was going through that, and then I was trying to walk in my purpose, be everything God wanted me to be, but my heart was very hateful from all the pain I had been through.
Yeah.
I was molested from the age of 9 through 13, and I kept all that inside. Nobody knew. I wore this victorious smile on my face. Nobody ever seen that hair out of place. I walked just in my authority, but behind closed doors, when I removed my mask, I was a mess. I was hurting.
Wow.
I felt betrayed. And people see me, and they say, you always smiling no matter what. And that's only because by the grace of God, I have survived. And Touch Your Heart just came that day. I was driving in my car, and the vision was very clear to me. I actually had to pull over because I saw them cause an accident. I knew it was from God. I knew it was very clear. I called my godmother. It was December 24th, 2004. Christmas Day, I didn't go anywhere. I just stayed right where I was at, and I did all the research on how to start an organization. That following Monday, I did all the paperwork, and by the 27th, we was going at it. So I just
I love it. Oh my! And you know what? That is a point we should stick a pin in right there, because a lot of times God will give us ideas and dreams and proposals and visions, and we get stuck at start. I talked about this earlier this week. We get stuck at start. So a big applause to you for acting on it like right then, because that's the hardest part.
It is very hard to start, especially when you have to tell your story and the people in your family are saying, I know you're not going to tell all our business. I know you're not going to tell this. And it's like, well, you know, I pray that God will release them and heal them from it and allow the truth to be present. And then I kept going because I know if he put me in the position to do it, he's already made a way, and he has the other parts already covered. So I should not have to worry about who hurting people's feelings, because this is his will. It's not mine, because this is nothing.
Absolutely.
This is not anything I want to do at all. When I grew up, I want to be. It was not a domestic violence advocate at all.
Right.
But it's God's will. And when I finally like a couple of years ago, 2005 to 2006, it was very hard for me to do Touching Heart because my heart was just hateful, and I'm going to be very honest with you. I was just going through so much that I was just a mess, to be honest. And I put Touching Heart to the side. I didn't really help a lot of women that I should have because I did not want to place any more scars in their life because my life was such a mess. And I think when we're in ministry, that kind of ministry, it's sometimes good to back off because even though God gave it to us, we also have to use the wisdom to know that, you know, it's okay to back off and, you know, let things settle, let him really sit at his feet and really allow him to minister to our hearts and heal them before we go out in the world and declare what he has said. Because if we're really hurting and we're really in so much pain, and we're trying to do everything else and not get healed, it's not going to work.
And you know what? I just think it's so – domestic violence is so widespread that, you know, we don't – I don't know if we've become numb to it or we are in denial. And then it's also hitting younger ages. There's so many, like, teens that are experiencing this, and that's what boggles my mind about it. So let's make sure we are clear with our listeners, because the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to influence their actions and motivate them. And so defining domestic violence, so it can be someone actually hitting you, physically hitting you, or it can be mental abuse or mental trauma where someone is just downing you so bad repetitively that it just kills your esteem. Would you agree?
Yes, it's psychological, emotional, physical, economic, spiritual, and sexual abuse. Those are the types of abuse for domestic violence.
All right. Great. And are there any statistics you'd like to share about how widespread this is?
Well, 97% of women have been abused by domestic violence. One in four women will be a victim of domestic violence in their lifetime. So if me and you and two other people come together, one of us out of that four have been through domestic violence or going through domestic violence in our lives.
Wow.
Exactly.
And that cuts across, that's a lot of women, and that cuts across demographics, locations, how much money you make. It cuts across all of that.
Ethics, it doesn't matter. No, domestic violence is not just set just for only Caucasian or all African American. It goes across every nationality, every race, you could be Bill Gates and you could be Pookie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just.
Yeah.
It is,
and still impacted.
There's no taste of domestic violence, I should say.
Mm-mm-mm. And you know, I want to say right here, because some people will listen to this. Some people are listening now. Hello, listeners from all across the world wide web. And some will turn their nose up. Some will say, "Well, that would never happen to me, and I would never allow that." And you know, any of those things that we say, I'll turn into Madea on them. You know, any of that
right.
We say. But what I want to make, listeners, is that. Before you stick your nose up, I would guarantee that 75% of the women listening have allowed something in a relationship. It could be him calling you when he wants to and not calling you when he don't want to, or showing up when he wants to and not showing up when he don't want to, or something. There's something, I bet, that you allowed or you took in a relationship. Might not have been physical, might not have even been abuse, but something that you took that another woman would not have taken. So before you, you know, thumb your nose up at domestic violence and say that would never happen to me, there's something potentially that you could have allowed or you could have took, let me say it that way because it's not saying that the person allowed, something you could have took in a relationship that another woman would not have taken. And so I just want to put a pin there to bring our noses back down, you know, for anyone that may have their nose up in the air about this. And, you know, so your global campaign, Stop the Cover-Up, what is your mission with that?
My mission is to go into the churches, workplaces, corporate America, and really uncover domestic violence and allow people really to speak out or to come to the light and say, you know, I am a victim of domestic violence. How can I get help? Especially in the churches, especially in the black churches, I should say, because we, in the black churches, it's they don't want to believe
it's taboo.
I mean, in the last couple of years, you've seen people, men especially, go into the church and shoot their wives or stab their wives or girlfriends or whomever. The guy just didn't wake up that day and became angry. They had been
right.
going through something all before that time, and it just came to light at that point.
Right.
And the black churches, you know, the church's pyramid is going to put in black, but mostly the black churches does not allow people or organizations to come into their churches and speak about domestic violence. And it's like, oh, it's not going to happen to us, or I'm this big bishop, or I'm this big apostle, and, you know, it doesn't happen in my church. That is a lie, you know. And it's just, I mean, if you read about Tamar in the Bible, it happened to her, you know. So it's not something that's just not going to happen. Like I said, one in four women in the church. So if you get a group of, 28 women, seven of those women.
Right.
Right. Violence. So
exactly. And I definitely think, especially since it's reaching teens and preteens and the younger ages, that we need to open up the conversations, keep the conversations open around what it is. Because, again, you gave a great list, but a lot of times people only think that it's, you know, the physical beating, but it's broader than that, and that it is happening, unfortunately, that it is happening. And so, with raising awareness, where can people get help? How can they get help if they are experiencing domestic violence? Where can they get help?
Well, on October 1st of 2010, I actually opened up the Brooke J. Young Home. It's a transitional home for women and children, escaping domestic violence. And so we had that, and I am very, very happy about that.
Yes.
It was a dream. We're booked to capacity. We actually have 200 women on our waiting list. That is huge. I'm not going to even sleep at night because I need to try to figure out how to get these 200 plus, well, those 200 fill up. It's going to be more women, you know, and that's just, for
right.
me, that's a seven. That's like, I'm the kind of person I have to try to figure everything out. So I have that home, and then, of course, you can always contact the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And you
yes.
can always call them 24 hours, 365 days a year. And their website is mcabv.org.
Okay.
If you Google domestic violence and put your state there, a ton of organizations will come up. But the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, they have every resource available. They pretty much get the most funding. I will say Touching Heart is poverty funding. That means I do not go after grants. Too many grants for the organization. I depend on the communities, sponsors, corporate, you know, things like that.
Right.
Because most people, I'm a grant writer, so I'm a certified grant writer, but they don't understand how grants work or, you know,
right.
how limited they are, and you have to do certain things with them, and you can't do exactly how you want to do it because you already wrote the grant saying I do X, Y, and Z instead of A, B, and C. So you
right.
have to be very careful with that. So, but Touch Your Heart is definitely one organization you can always call. Our number is 586-738-0891, or you can reach us on the web at touchingheart.org.
Great, touchingheart.org, and they also have a national number on the website. And then, listeners, if you want to help with the awareness for October, she's given some great resources on her website. You can get an icon, a picture icon for your Twitter page. You can get a picture icon for your Facebook page. You can actually get a background for your Twitter page around, you know, stopping the cover-up. And I think the more that people see it out and about and people just talking about it, people that are going through it and people that are experiencing it won't feel like it's so taboo, won't feel like they are all alone, because that's what the enemy does. When you are under attack, something like this, you feel like you can't, you're the only one, and no one else knows and no one else understands. But certainly with the numbers that you've given, one out of four women at some point in their lifetime will experience some type of domestic violence. Certainly we need to keep the lines of communication open about it, certainly.
And this can campaign is not just because it's October Domestic Violence Month. I advocate about domestic violence 365 days a year since December 2004. Even when I was going through my period of not, you know, really being out in the community with them, I still want to refer them out, and I still will go out and speak about my experience, my testimony. I've spoken so many places, which I pretty need to update my own website, and I'm still open to your church, your business, your whatever, and speak about my story, give you facts, help you get out, connect you with other resources. Touching Heart does so much. We give away new clothing items for mothers when they have their babies. We Christmas, Thanksgiving, we have sponsors come in. I mean, we do so much in the community. It's just not because it's Domestic Violence Month. I do want to say that.
Right. Yes.
All year round, the campaign is going on forever, and there'll be another campaign after this. It'll always be something going on.
Because there's someone always in need. There's someone, yeah, always experiencing this. Oh, my goodness. Well, we are glad that we had an opportunity to talk to you, Brooks, and feature your global campaign of Stop the Cover Up. Again, listeners, go to touchingheart.org, touchingheart.org, and there you can find information about how you can support. If you personally don't know anyone that is going through domestic violence or has been, you can donate to some of the things that Brooks is doing and touchingheart.org is doing. And again, there are resources there to put on your Twitter page, your Facebook page, of just keeping the awareness open. And so hopefully this can die down, you know, that this statistic can go the opposite direction. Oh, my goodness. Well, we are just about out of time because we have an event spotlight coming up momentarily. But, Brooks, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
Knowing that every day when I wake up, that God has given me a purpose to help other women. And once I have realized that what I'm going through is not about me, it is about helping somebody else, that motivates me to keep walking in my purpose.
All right. I love it. I love it. Well, we're going to have you back and talk more because you have a book coming out, your memoir, I believe, coming out next year. So we are definitely going to stay in contact with you and help support your mission.
Thank you so much, and thank you all the listeners listening, and just thank you so much for having me on your show. It was really a huge blessing to me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Thank you so much, Brooks.
Thanks. Bye.
All righty. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right here. We are going into our third segment. You know, we like to feature events and the like that are happening all over, so we are excited to be featuring an event that's going to be taking place here in Richmond, Virginia, the Alliance of Ministries Equipping Nations. It's a fall conference. The founder and presiding prelate is Bishop Daryl F. Husband Sr., and we are going to the virtual mic right now to bring our guests on the line. And on the line, I believe I have Apostle Jackson or Apostle Brooks.
Good evening, Charvette.
Good
we have
evening.
Apostle Brooks here. And
hi,
actually,
Apostle.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for joining us.
It's good to be with you. You actually have the duo, I guess, which would be my husband and myself with you tonight.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we have both. I am excited to have you all on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and to share about the short name is Amen Conference, but the full name, Alliance of Ministries Equipping Nations, that's going to be coming to the city. So tell our listeners a little bit about this conference.
Well, the conference is going to begin actually on Sunday, October the 23rd, and our opening speaker for that night will be Apostle Ezrion Jackson from Ezrion Jackson Ministries, and also many of us know her as being the apostle over Touch of Compassion as well,
yes.
But she will be our opening speaker on that Sunday, and the service will begin about 4:30 on that day. And many of us that know her, we know that she's a developer, and she's skilled in taking individuals and ministries from the dark room and into issues, you know, that need to be addressed. But God is just using her in such a mighty way in this hour, and I believe there have been many that have supported a previous event that she did, and we're just trusting that God is going to really use her mightily, because she truly is a mighty vessel of the Lord. And then on that Monday night, we will have a guest speaker. He's coming all the way from Jackson, Mississippi. His name is Bishop Ronnie Crudup. Bishop Crudup is the senior pastor of New Horizons Church International, and he is a community leader. He's a teacher and powerful preacher of the Word of God, and we're just expecting really and a high time in the Lord as we bring Bishop Crudup here. I don't know if he's been here to Richmond previously, but I've heard a lot about him, and we're really looking forward to him. He works along with a lot of churches and schools and prison ministries across the country, and just understand that he has a ministry that is very liberating and what we're looking for in this hour. And then, of course, on Tuesday, we have his grace, Bishop Darrell Husband, who will be on Tuesday night. And, of course, many of us know him from right here in the city of Richmond. And then we have our speaker for that Wednesday night, which will be announced for Wednesday. But Bishop Husband's is, of course, the leader and the founder of Amen, and just doing a great work.
Phenomenal. Yeah, and so certainly, well, we are glad, and you all are always doing phenomenal things and involved with phenomenal conferences here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And again, listeners, Alliance of Ministries, Equipping Nations, definitely want to put that on your calendar. You don't want to go anywhere. Amen. How will people be able to find out more information?
Well, we do have a Facebook page. And so you can go to Facebook and, of course, look up Amen. And we also believe that it should be posted on Bishop Husband's website. You should be able to find that information. You should also see it in some of the newspapers. And, of course, tonight you're hearing about it on the Charvette Mitchell Show. And, and we're getting the word out. We're telling people, because there's so many people that are looking for an opportunity to connect, you know, especially in the process of transitioning spiritually. I believe the whole body of Christ is transitioning, and they're looking for someone that they can connect with that is just kind of walking the walk that they're walking, or else that can lead them in this hour. Many people are looking for a true leader of God, and I believe that Bishop Husband's is not only a dynamic preacher, but he's also a leader on the East End and well known, you know. But
yes, and he's an
doing,
author as well.
Correct,
yes.
Correct. And worshiper, songwriter.
Yes, we can't leave any of that out. Well, I want to definitely have you and your husband give kind of a shout out and tell us a little bit about your ministry.
Amen. Well, maybe I'll let him do that, since I've done a lot
about
that already.
We'll put him on the hot seat.
Well, good afternoon, Charvette, and all
good
of those
afternoon.
Out there.
Glad to have you. Yes.
Well, we're certainly excited to be here. Our ministry is, of course, my wife have founded the ministry school of Illumina Prophetic Training Alliance, which has to deal with equipping apostles and prophets. And started out with primarily equipping prophets to hear, and not only whether you're a prophet or not, but whether you have the prophetic gift and you just really want to know more about how to walk in that gift and in integrity, and really get a really deep study of the Word of God. So a lot of time with people thinking that you're going to come and learn how to just prophesy, and what they find out is when you come there, you find out about character, and you find out about the people that God has used mightily, you know, with Moses, Abraham, and get a really in-depth study of who they are. And one of the things that is unique about our ministry is, well, you know, we really deal with the Hebraic roots, okay? One of the things the Lord has called us to do is connect back with our Hebraic root and Hebraic understanding of who we are. So that's one of the things that Illumina does. And then also we've started a ministry, which is Apostolic Kingdom Builders Ministry, where we both pastor. Yeah. And that is where we actually teach even more in following the Hebraic roots, connecting back to the roots. Because one of the things God shared with us is that if you disconnect from the root, you know what happened? You'll die.
You don't die. Yes.
Okay. And so that's what's been happening as we look out and we see many trying to go forward. But one of the things that's missing is there's no sustenance because there's no root to sustain them. So this is where God is have us right now. And we are really excited about that. People that are with us and coming and visiting are growing and really getting a unique study of the Word of God. We found out that through the Hebraic study of the Word, it's so enriching, you know, knowledge that we have not had, have not known about. And so that's the walk that God has us with right now. We're just really excited about that and about what the Lord is doing with us and those that are connected with us and Bishop Husband allowing us to be that. That's part of our ministry when we connect with Amen, is that we bring the Hebraic roots and the prophetic voice to align up with Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. And it's so phenomenal that you mentioned just character and how you really deal with the character side. And our first guest that was on the first segment, who was an author, Patricia Raybon, and she talked about how her book deals a lot with character, building your character. So listeners, you hear that? That's a common theme. You heard it at the beginning of the show, and you're hearing it now. Work on your character. Work on your character. And so also about the prophetic, how do people know that they may have the gift? Are there any indications that people could look at that they may have the gift of prophecy or a prophetic mantle? Is there anything that would help clue them in?
Yes, well, first of all, of course, going back to the Word is going to be your main source. You know, the Spirit of God will always begin to teach you based upon what you have seen. You'll see repetition from the Bible, what God has done with the prophets in the days of old. And as you begin to do your research or begin to study out some of the lives of those prophets, I believe that the Lord will give you a live experience. You'll see the connection between yourself and the prophetic voice. You'll see sometimes just similar experiences that maybe that, like for me, I didn't even know what a prophet was. I had no clue. I'd never even heard of a prophet. And I came from a Catholic background. And trust me, I didn't even go to Catholic church like I needed to. But when I got saved and I started to have all of these dreams, I realized this is not your normal dream. I don't understand this. I don't know what's happening to me. And my pastor began to point out that I was a prophet. And as I went to the scripture and he told me about different prophets, I could begin to see the similarities. And I also recognized that I was hearing things. Well, for the average person that knows nothing about a prophet, you would think that that was abnormal. But hear God speak, you know, and to not really know who this is that's speaking to me, I just thought, you know, within my own thinking that, oh, it's myself.
Right.
I came to find that I was dialoguing with God as I would communicate back and forth. And I remember seeing people that used to live on the street and then say, you know, we would diagnose them as being crazy. But technically, you know, I recognized that God had begun to do that. He would speak to me, and I'd hear him, and then I would answer. And so he would speak, and I would respond, and then I would do based upon. And as I also began to read, I started to see that, oh, these began to do the very same thing. So I found that they began to dream, and they began to give explanation to who I was. And I believe that was the real key, is that I always recognized that I wasn't like other people. Something was different about me, even different about my other family members, my siblings. But I couldn't put my finger on what it was. And I thought I was a loner, and I thought, you know, that I really wasn't a person that could was acquainted with many, but didn't have many friends. And I began to gain understanding why, that God had separated me unto himself, and he was beginning to groom me and train me himself. And as I went to the Bible, I saw a reflection of who I was. And then the prophetic became clear. So not even my pastor could explain to me about the prophetic, because he wasn't clear on it. The only thing he could direct me to was the scripture. And then God started placing me around prophetic people and those that had a prophetic voice. And actually, Apostle Jackson was one of the very first prophets that he had connected me with, and I watched her as an example, and before I knew it, I could see the similarities. And so I believe that you will hear, you will see, God will speak, he'll begin to activate, but also you will see a reflection of yourself through the word. And right now, there are those prophets that are out there, because many have a prophetic voice, but there are those that God is wanting to raise up in this hour. Many are in caves even right now, hidden, just like we heard in the scripture. But many are being prepared to be launched, and that's including children. But we have not seen a full release, because it is our character, it's our integrity that God has to deal with. And so we think that we've been released to just say whatever we want to say out of our mouth.
Mm.
But that does not represent God well. Sometimes that represents the false.
Right. And we have to be conscious that we are representatives of the kingdom. We've got to be conscious. And I know everyone has heard the cliche, hopefully your character will be able to keep you where your gift is going to take you.
Correct.
And so a lot of people have a gift, but that character is a key theme. So listeners,
definitely,
you certainly can hear why you need to be connected and attend Alliance of Ministries Equipping Nations. This type of connection and teaching and all of that will be there Sunday, October 23rd through Wednesday, October 26th. Amen, and that's A-M-E-N. You can find it on Facebook there, and you will be able to find that. And also Bishop Daryl Husband's main website. Keep an eye out on that so you can have more information on that. Now, I love that you all are married and working in ministry together. Wow. So you got to, this is like just off the cuff, you got to give us some tips for working in ministry together, a married couple. Any tips you want to give out? And
well,
both of you have to answer.
He okay, who and wants she to go first?
Ladies first.
Well, you know, again, from the background that I come from, I didn't really know church, didn't know how to do church. And and when we got saved, we had examples. Our pastors at the time were, they still are. They're married. It was a strong couple. They worked together. And so I was groomed by a woman of God that I really believe set a strong example in the house for the women. Only it was our choice as to whether we wanted to follow. I wanted to follow because I realized that something about my life had to change. When we got married, I knew in one way before we got married, but now that we were married and born again believers, you know, our whole lifestyle had to change, everything about us. And it was actually harder, you know, to conform as one. It should have been easier, but it wasn't. It was harder. But I had a good example, a mentor, and I just so appreciate her and all that she did. And the Lord sent other women alongside that gave me understanding how to stand, how to be that wife. And it's something that I always go back to now, is that I have to remember, even though I'm a leader or I'm a pastor along with my husband, and we do function together in many capacities, I am still a wife, a mother, a daughter, and a friend. And I always have to bring that back around and to keep my own self humble in place, you know. But again, I think that kind of shifts things for many marriages. But I look at areas that I need to make adjustments within myself, and I have to always remember that what we started out with was that I didn't know everything then, and I still don't know everything now. And just reminding myself that this is how I started. I started as this friend and as this wife. And so there are stages that you go through that you have to remember that foundation, or else it is so easy to lose either who you are, your own identity, and that was something I had to fight for too, or else you will lose the marriage.
So well said.
Somebody has to tell it. Yeah, somebody has to tell that.
So well said. And because there's so many women, independent women, you know, that we want to call it today, and they're struggling with how to have that balance. So well said.
So we have eight children too. So I want to tell you that we have eight kids too, and so trying to keep the balance and all that. I'm not the perfect one, but I am saying that. that with God's grace. With
yes.
God's grace, it's possible.
Wonderful. All right. Last but not least.
Well,
tips
I,
for success.
Going back with my wife, I would say again, it really did start with our foundation of our first pastors and first lady. They really are men and women of God, and they set that example for us. And we just spent a lot of time around them, and we learned a lot. We watched what they did and seen how they treated one another. They preferred one to the other. And so we've had to learn that, and in doing that, you know, we function differently. You know, as you hear, she actually does function prophetically, and I function more in the teaching realm, and she teaches as well, but that's my gifting and bent is more in the teaching. So a lot of times we have to keep one another straight in that area because she'll hear God, and I'll see in the Word and see things. We kind of like to say, okay, let's look at this, and because it's also written, you know. So it's just one of those things of preferring one another to yourself. And just constantly remembering that we're in this together. I mean, I heard something a few weeks ago that really helped me, and I don't even think it was a Christian, and maybe it was a Christian that said that, but it was shared with the fact that, you know, your spouse is not your enemy, even when there are times when there are things you may disagree about, but understand that this person is not your enemy. You know, they may not like what you're about to do and vice versa, but you're not one another's enemy. Satan is. So when we put that in my perspective, we'll get things back and realize, no, this is my helpmate. This is the one that God is connecting with. And so, therefore, we just push through whatever. You know, we know that we don't even like to even hear the divorce word or anything. You know, it doesn't even have a place. You know, I think you have to set that in your heart and mind.
Definitely.
That regardless of what goes forth, that we're in this for forever.
Amen.
Forever. Amen. Well, let me just, listeners, I think you need to give a big round of applause just for being married and working. Apostle Brooks, for being married and working in ministry. Big applause there. All right, so one more time, let's give our listeners a final date, a location of the conference.
Okay, well, go ahead, dear.
I think you got it all written down. I know it's 1225 North 25th Street in the east end of Richmond at Mount Olivet, Mount Olivet Church.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. And you know what, Charvette, we forgot to give you the theme. But
our theme
is on breaking bondages, building communities, and commanding the blessing. That's our theme for the conference, breaking bondages, building communities, and commanding the blessing.
Phenomenal. Alliance of Ministries Equipping Nations. Wonderful. So, listeners, you have it there. You can check on Facebook for the event. Keep your eyes open on Bishop Daryl Husband's main website, and you can stay up to date on what's going on. And certainly want to give a big shout-out when you all have services. You want to give a shout-out location, your location and your service times.
Okay. Go ahead, dear. Oh, I don't know if he left me or what.
I'm actually here, but I picked up the other phone.
Oh.
You wanted to give a shout-out for the time of our services?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Our services are actually on Saturday at 10:30.
All right.
Address,
okay.
1909 Huguenot Road.
On the south side of Richmond?
Correct.
Amen.
Great. And the name of your ministry also?
Is Apostolic Kingdom Builders Ministries.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
We are establishing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Well, in our what God gave us as our mantra is establishing the kingdom of God in the hearts of men in the earth. So we're all about putting the kingdom of God in our hearts so that we can walk out what God is calling us into.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, many blessings to you and to the Amen conference that you're connected with. And thank you so much for taking the time out to stop by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and share with our listeners.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you and all that you do.
Yes.
Oh,
many
thank
blessings.
You. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I received the blessings. I thank you.
All right.
All right. Listeners, guess what? That is going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited that you joined us and you checked us out here again every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check us out live. And if you missed any portion of the show or if you want to go back and check out any old shows, you can do that at charvette.com. That's charvette.com. Oh, make sure you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/charvette. And you definitely got to connect with me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/charvette. I definitely have to give some shout-outs to recent listeners. Oh, my goodness, from Charlotte, North Carolina, Arlington, Virginia, Orlando, Florida, Littleton, Colorado, Stone Mountain, Georgia, Brooklyn, New York, Richmond, Virginia, we know you in there with us, California, France, Colonial Heights, Denver, Colorado, Newberry, South Carolina, District Heights, Maryland, Vienna, Virginia, Seattle, Washington, just to name a few. Thank you so much that you keep checking us out here at 6 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. We're going to be back next week with a phenomenal show. Of course, check my Facebook page because you'll see videos, you will see events that's coming up. I'll definitely make sure I post the event flyer for the Amen Conference so you'll be able to see that. So Facebook is totally the best way to keep up with me and to find out everything that is going on in my world, and also anything that I'm sharing with you as the listeners. Anything I'm sharing, it will be on my Facebook page. Join my email list. You can do that at charvette.com. There's a little box right there that says join my email list. I'll send you one email once a week, and that's just to let you know who's going to be on the show on Tuesday. Don't worry. I'm not going to spam you. I'm not going to sell your emails or anything like that. But it's just to keep up with you and let you know who's coming up on the show for the next week. So that's it. It's been a blast. I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.